Welcome all to today's Technical Advisory Committee. Today is Thursday, June 9th, 2022. This is a special Technical Advisory Committee. And it is 1:30 p.m. And Mr. Baker, do we have a quorum?
We do.
Excellent. All right. The first item on our agenda to discuss is the meeting minutes from the May 12th, 2022 meeting. And I do need a motion to accept those meeting minutes. Is there any discussion on that first? I can't see everybody's hands. So I see no hands. So with that, I will request a motion.
Bowling move to approve.
Demasi second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of accepting the meeting minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to the agenda item three, staff reports. Reference attachment 3A, financial progress report. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you see in 3A is actually what you saw in May, still updated through April 30th. We spent about 67% of the budget, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
I don't see or hear any questions. Therefore, I'll request a motion for acceptance of the financial progress report. Can I get a motion on that?
Paradise, so moved.
Second?
Bowling, second.
We have a motion and a second. Thank you for acceptance of the staff reports. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion passes. Moving on to item 3B, technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Not much to report since our last meeting in May. Obviously, you know, we've had a couple of resolutions that ODOT let us know that they would really appreciate if we could get passed before the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of June. So that's part of the reason that we're meeting today. And really, you know, we're continuing to sort of monitor the situation of federal grants that are coming out. I'll talk about a little bit about that under other business, but otherwise, nothing else to report.
All right. Any questions? We'll move on. Item 3C, AMAT's federal funds report. Reference attachment 3C, Mr. Pillay.
Hey, thank you, Brad. I don't have a whole lot to discuss at this time. I know the last meeting, I was concerned about having a lot of projects that were not sold yet. And it looks like most of our projects did sell. And I think we had to move one resurfacing project out to fiscal year 23 because really, really high bids or no bids. And then we had a another project, a CMAC project that we had to move out to fiscal year 23. But I'm really proud that we did get all those projects sold. And I did want to let you know, I do feel your pain if you're dealing with high bids. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the meeting after this one. But if you do have really high bids and you want to get your project off the ground, just a reminder that AMATS will give you a 15% increase on our funding, but it has to if the funds are available. And it also has to be justified. So just keep that in mind if you need some assistance. The only other thing I just wanted to briefly mention was we did get an email today from ODOT. It's called a true up report. And what that does is it kind of projects into the future our future funding amounts. And with the new bill, BIL, passed, and with some other things, I don't want to go into detail, but we do get very, very modest increases in our STBG and TASA. And I suppose that's, any increase is good news. So I will probably talk more about that as time goes on. But that's about all I have right now. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Yes, Jim.
Dave, I just have a quick question. Just looking on the funding balance list, it shows Kent's project as not being sold. I just wondered if ODOT's mentioned anything to you. I mean, that project was sold 3 months ago. Contractor comes out Monday. ODOT's approved signing the contract and approved starting construction. So,
okay. Is that Main Street, Water Street resurfacing? Is that the one?
Yes.
Yeah, actually what happens is Amy updates these off of the actual reports that we receive every Monday from ODOT. And sometimes there's a lag between what happens and what they show. So that's probably what happened here. Amy, are you on?
I'm on, Dave.
Okay, yeah, that is probably what happened. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of projects that I have marked as being sold in our file. I take off all the highlights when we have these meetings. So there's multiple projects that actually are sold, but we don't move them into the sold column until they're encumbered. So when they're encumbered and the money comes out of Ellis, that's when they get moved up to sold. We actually use encumbrance as like the move up point. So.
Sure. I understand that happened last week. So that makes sense then. Is there any follow-up question? Is there any other projects on the pending list that are in the same situation, which means basically they've already been sold and they will be moved?
Yes.
Yes. Amy,
pretty much all of them.
Pretty much all of them have sold and they're just kind of in limbo. They're kind of just sitting there waiting for the waiting to be indicated as sold by ODOT, and we don't update our sheets until we actually do have that. So actually they all sold. There were only two projects that didn't sell. One was a CMAQ project and the other one was a resurfacing project, and there were special circumstances delaying those.
Thank you. Everything on that, like that STBG lists, the resurfacings, those fall have been sold or have been bid at least. And then a couple of them we're going to be discussing at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, any other questions for Dave? All right, seeing none, we'll move on.
I did want to add just one thing. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but at the time that this our program balances sheet was printed, we had a little over $1 million in fiscal year 22, and we'll be using up some of that. We'll discuss that later, but that would still leave a small balance. So we still have a small balance. If anyone needs the 15%. It just needs to be justified. That's all.
Okay. All right. Moving on to item 4, old business.
No old business.
All right. Item 5, new business.
Also no new business.
All right. This is great. Thanks, Curtis. All right. Item 6, resolutions. Item 6A, reference attachment 6A. Is resolution 2022-11 approving amendment number 18 to fiscal year 2021 through 2024 Transportation Improvement Program to add two new projects. Mr. Pillay.
Okay, thank you. Curtis alluded to earlier, the reason that we had to have this meeting was to get these two projects added to the TIP. And the reason it's so important for us to pass this is so ODOT can update their STIP and then and then send it on to the FHWA. So the first project we want to add is a freeway project. It's Interstate 77- State Route 8. It's mostly State Route 8. It's the area that's right by the university, basically. The project limits are north of Perkins Street to just south of the Central Interchange. A big part of this project is reconfiguring some ramps to alleviate some weaving where vehicles get on Route 8 there by the university. They kind of nicknamed this project the Braid Project. They're going to braid a couple of those ramps so that there's not as much weaving. And the reason we want to get this in the TIP is so they can begin their engineering activities. Construction is really not scheduled until fiscal year 27, but they want to, it's a large job, want to get the engineering started, and they want to start that in fiscal year 23. So that's the first project. And the second project we want to add is a small bridge replacement project in Portage County. It's Jones Road. This project had a small increase in its cost, like many other projects, and Portage County wants to try to pursue some other federal money, and in order to do that, this project needs to be in our TIP. It currently is not in our TIP because it just doesn't have any of our funding in it, and That's the second project. It's Jones Road in Portage County. And once again, the main reason to add that one is so that Portage County can pursue some additional federal funding. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
All right, I don't see any questions for Mr. Pillay. With that, I'll request a motion.
Weathy move to accept.
Thank you.
Jenkins, second.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on in the agenda, item 6B, resolution 2022-12, approving fiscal year 2022 elderly and disabled program project awards, fiscal year 2021-24, TIP amendment number 19. Reference attachment 6B, Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an annual award for the social service agencies in the area to purchase generally accessible vehicles for the elderly and the disabled. We just received notice of this yesterday, so we were able to change the agenda quickly here at the end. And ODOT wanted this approved before the end of the fiscal year. So we're kind of needing to get approval of this week, next week with the policy committee. It's for $557,000 approximately for four social service agencies to purchase vehicles to be programmed into fiscal year 2022. And the staff is recommending approval of resolution 2022-12. Are there any questions?
Jeff, this is Rebecca from PARTA, and I'm wondering if in that list it listed any awards for PARTA or for Metro?
It did not. So it could have been listed under another PID number. This was for an individual PID just for the social service agencies. Were you awarded funds as well?
We have not heard yet. We did apply for funds, and we were told that announcement would be made in July.
Okay.
So we haven't heard.
Okay. Maybe that they're doing that maybe as part of another PID. We could check with them, but when we received this notice yesterday, this was the PID and the numbers that we were given, and it didn't have Metro or PARTA listed as recipients. If those funds are forthcoming, we did not hear about it yesterday.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Gardner? All right, seeing and hearing none, I'll request a motion to approve.
Paradise, so moved.
Can I have a second?
Second, Weathy.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving resolution 2022-12 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes. Mr. Baker, any other business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Two things. One, I know you've heard probably a reference by some saying the other meeting. There is a TAC tip meeting scheduled immediately after this. So if you are on the TAC tip, we'd ask you to stay.
Yeah.
Secondly, under other business, I wanted to discuss something. So of all the federal grants that are coming out right now, one of them is called Safe Streets for All. It's the program's point is to achieve a goal of zero deaths and serious injuries on national roadways. The first step to being eligible for communities to get funding from Safe Streets for All is to create what's called a safety action plan. In that, it would include a commitment to Vision Zero, which is, again, the idea of having zero deaths on our roadway system. City of Akron approached AMATS after reading the NOFA and asked us if it was something as a region that we might be interested in conducting for a safety action plan for the whole region versus, say, communities going alone. I think AMATS has the ability to do that. What I was kind of interested in from our members was if there was an interest in Vision Zero, if there was an interest from your communities in terms of using a regional action plan to potentially apply for projects identified in that action plan. Obviously, if AMATS did the plan, it would be one that is regional in scope. So we would have, you know, recommendations, specific recommendations in all of our communities based on really our annual safety analysis that we do. And so, you know, when we were thinking about it, we thought it made sense to just bring that to our committees to say, hey, is this, you know, AMATS has the capacity to do this. Is this something that our communities would think would be helpful, which would be basically looking at sort of our crash report on steroids, you know, over the course of a year, because the key with the Safe Streets for All federal grant program is that you have to have that action plan in order to apply for funds for construction projects. So the purpose of this was just to bring that up and see if there were any comments, any interest, or if any other communities were considering about doing a action plan on their own.
So Curtis, this is Trevor Hunt here. We in Barberton are working with Summit County Public Health. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
We're working with Summit County Public Health on an active transportation plan. I know it's not one and the same, but I think that coincides nicely with what you're discussing. I think we would have a strong interest here in Barberton in continuing that work that you've thrown out.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bowling.
Kent would agree. I think it would be a great thing to do as a region. We would be interested, and we've looked at that program as well and saw the requirement and think it serves best to done at a regional level.
Yeah, thank you. And just to be clear too, the plan itself is pretty complex. It's almost like us doing a long range plan, but specific to safety. So we would have, you know, specific project recommendations that then, you know, we would self-certify that we have an action plan. You know, there was some discussion about us going and actually applying for funds for the action plan, but quite frankly, with the BIL and with the amount of funds that AMATS is getting through the BIL, I think it makes more sense. I don't think we need the federal money to do a planning grant. I believe we have the staff and funds we need to do it on our own. So I think that's what we were leaning towards, but we wanted to get some feedback on that. So overall, I get the sense that people are like, hey, you're going to do a plan and we might be able to get funding for it. Sounds great.
Agree.
So, sounds good. Thank you. That's all I have.
I heard somebody, but I'm not sure what it was. So
okay. I was just thrown out there. You know, Akron likes it, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Good. All right. No other business then, Curtis?
No other business.
Okay. With that, I will adjourn the meeting. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is Thursday, August 4th at 1:30 p.m. back at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Excellent. And again, just thank you, everyone. Mm-hmm. I know this was short notice. We really appreciate you taking the time today. I know it's going to help ODOT out, and it's going to help us out as well. So thank you.
Yeah, dittos from me also. Thank you so much.
Motion. And then, Curtis, is Tech Tip just staying on the call?
Yeah. If we want to do a motion to adjourn, and then Tech Tip can stay on the call.
All right. I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
Weathy motion to adjourn.
Urban's best.
Thank you. We have motion, a second. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you all.